2nd of February 2020, Luke 2:20-40. And when the day came for them to be purified in keeping with the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, observing what is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male must be consecrated to the Lord, and also to offer in sacrifice in accordance with what is prescribed in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Now in Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was an upright and devout man. He looked forward to the restoration of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Christ of the Lord. Prompted by the Spirit, he came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the law required, he took him into his arms and blessed God. And he said, "Now, Master, you are letting your servant go in peace, as you promised, for my eyes have seen the salvation which you have made ready in the sight of the nations, a light of revelation for the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were wondering at the things that were being said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Look, he is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is opposed, and the sword will pierce your soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare." There was a prophetess too, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was well on in her years. Her days of girlhood over, she had been married for 7 years before becoming a widow. She was now 84 years old and never left the temple, serving God night and day with fasting and prayer. She came up just at that moment and began to praise God, and she spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Jerusalem. When they had done everything the law of the Lord required, they went back to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and as the child grew to maturity, he was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him. 40 days after the feast of the birth of the Lord, we look once again at the child Jesus with his parents through the texts of the reading. Before the liturgical reform, the Christmas season came to a liturgical end on this day. In some areas, the manger still stands until this day. The law-abiding parents of our Lord brought Jesus specially to Jerusalem to consecrate their son to the Lord and offer their sacrifice. This was the occasion of an encounter with the aged Simeon, on whom the Holy Spirit rested, as the text says. This says a great deal about Simeon, because it means that he lived in all the grace that was already effective for the faithful believers in the Old Testament. In this light of the Holy Spirit, he recognized Jesus as the Messiah. This is decisive, because we see that God himself revealed to Simeon who this child really was, the Savior of Israel. and the Holy Spirit, we too recognize who Jesus really is. What distinguishes him from other prophets or wise men? Even if it was already like this for us from birth, or we have grown into faith, and it is self-evident to us that Jesus is the Son of God. This is a work of the Holy Spirit. We are allowed to know something in faith which is still closed to many people. When we experience ourselves or with others what it is like to know the Lord in the Holy Spirit, then we perceive the joy that accompanies this knowledge, and then also the changes that happen in life through the encounter with Jesus. When Simeon then took the child in his arms, he spoke these wonderful words that we pray every evening in the Complete. Now, Master, you are letting your servant go in peace. What must have happened in Simeon to recognize Jesus for what he is? I would also like to read it as a promise for Israel, that perhaps in the old age of its journey with God, Israel will still recognize the one who came as Savior for them and the world. The amazement of Mary and Joseph shows that they learned more and more about Jesus through himself and what others said about him. Simeon spoke further meaningful words about Jesus by addressing Mary. This man is destined that through him many will fall in Israel and many will be raised up, and he will be a sign that is contradicted. In this way, the thoughts of many people will be revealed. Here, the decision situation is addressed, which becomes especially clear with the coming of Jesus. The encounter with him leads out of indifference and puts man before the greatest truth he can encounter. Is Jesus the Son of God or not? If he is, I will hear and follow him. If he is not, then I play this encounter in my general life and it does not change anything. But the thoughts of people do indeed become apparent, because in my attitude towards Jesus it shows whether I am really searching for the truth, whether I am corresponding to the dimension of being human which lies in my innermost depth, and whether I am asking for God. The Lord himself already made this clear when he told the Jews who were arguing with him. It's written in John 8:42-43. If God were your Father, you would love me. I have not come in my own name, but he has sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? Because you are not able to hear my word. So here the thoughts of the people are revealed. Of course, there must be a real encounter with Jesus. Some people have not even heard of him. Others are integrated into their religion, which may even warn against him, like in Judaism, or not recognize him properly, like in Islam, or classify him in their own imaginations and not grasp the special nature of his person. We can think of Hinduism, Buddhism. It remains a mystery to us why we had the grace to recognize Jesus and others did not. God alone knows this, and we do not need to ponder or judge anything. It would only confuse us. But what grows for us is a responsibility that comes from knowing the Messiah. The more we recognize him, the greater it becomes. A love should burn within us to make known this Messiah, for whom many people are waiting. This love, if we can perceive it in us, is a presence of the Holy Spirit, who, together with us, seeks people to lead them to Christ. This can happen in many ways, but you must realize that this is why the Lord came to earth, to redeem people and to lead them home to our Heavenly Father. Fulfilling this true mission is a burning task of the Church, well before all cooperation in the social development of the people. To relativize or even abandon this mission would be to no longer fulfill the word of the Lord. Therefore, go to all nations and make them my disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
Today, honoring the feast of the day of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, we will listen to the canticle of Simeon that says, Now, O Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace.
Слава.